Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Family Life Radio, it's Kenkel Fritz and Friends. So we're talking about this rumor that the toilet paper companies are making the rolls smaller because of the economy and to save money. It's just dastardly.
It really is. There are so many places we can cut back. Do we have to do it here?
Exactly. Family Life Radio.
My daughter and I were literally just talking about this last night. They are definitely getting smaller, and toilet paper math makes no sense.
It doesn't.
No.
And I'm not kidding you. I have did myself in an aisle with a calculator trying to calculate the best value.
I love that you and Sally both have done that, and I'm like, I'm just going to trust that there's 195 rolls here. I'm just going to take your word for it.
No. Nope. It's so funny. We were just talking about it last night. We bought a pack that was, I don't know, it was supposed to be like one roll equals four rolls or something.
Uh-huh. No.
We need a actual mathematician to do some investigative reporting on this.
Yes, please.
Seriously. Figure it out for me.
Now, this roll is really like a double roll, but it's softer than that roll.
Right.
Right.
This is a jumbo roll that has this many squares, and I'm just like... Yeah.
And this roll here is 60 grit sandpaper.
Word problems are forming in my head. If Kenkel Fritz has a jumbo roll and Sally has the Mac Daddy roll.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
And now we've turned into a story problem. Sally was traveling with 200 rolls on a train. Look at those 1989 shoulder pads. Man, it's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. I'm not talking football. I'm talking the actual... fashion trend. 1/3 of women think that is the worst fashion trend in history. Sally is adding in stirrup pants.
Yep,
those were pretty bad.
What do you think? 888-888-9976. Connie is with us.
Well, the most embarrassing trend to me is this new fashion colored hair. It looks like Kool-Aid.
Oh, Kool-Aid hair. I kind of like it.
I was about to say, it looks really good to me on some people. I don't think I could pull it off.
No.
But
whenever I see someone like that, I'm like, hey, if that's... works for you, go for it.
If it makes you happy when you look in the mirror.
There you go.
Put that Kool-Aid in your hair.
Exactly.
Well, I like the originality of what we can wear and do these days so much more than, you know, years ago where it was a certain thing and done a certain way. And now we really get to see people's personalities.
Yeah.
And so I really like it. Not coloring my hair blue, but...
Multicolors in one hairdo, it just doesn't work.
They call that the unicorn hairdo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the multiple colors, yep.
Oh, you're so hip, Missy. I didn't know that.
You may be the only person that's ever said that, Sally. Thank you.
We have a cute little kid on the phone that wants to tell a joke. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. It's time for Little Laughs. All right. Madeline is here. And by the way, if you have little kids, what a great opportunity to have them be a star on the radio right now. Here's our number, 888-888-9976. Or I guess if you have to tell a joke yourself, you can. That's fine. Madeline!
Yeah?
How old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
12, okay. Yeah, we want to hear your joke.
Okay. So Jesus told John to come forth and he will receive eternal life. He came fifth and he won a toaster.
What?
Okay.
If he came fourth, he would have eternal life. He came fifth and he won a toaster.
Oh my.
I don't know if that's cruel or funny.
I don't know. Madeline, what do you think of that joke?
One night it's a favorite in my family. Whenever I told everybody, they all almost.
So maybe you're feeling like some people aren't being kind to you. Maybe it's at work. Maybe it's happened to your children. Well, we got this from a listener. She says, my 7-year-old confided to me how her best friend wanted to play with another girl and how she went to find others to play with. They told her to go away. Why does anybody like me? She said. She says, suddenly I was 8 years old again in the third grade. And having a rough start to my school year, I had a teacher that didn't like me. Friendships shifted and couldn't seem to get along with anyone. She says, my mom created a kind can. She used a big coffee tin can, and in that went names of every single one of my classmates. And each morning before school, I would pull the name out of the can. That day, I'd go do something kind for them.
Aww.
She says, it wasn't easy at first, but my mom encouraged me to keep trying and helped me think of all the different ways I could show kindness to others. And then things shifted. No longer caught up in my mind, in my own mind, where, you know, what others were, you know, supposed to be doing to me. I was now focused on doing things for others. There was no expectation of kindness in return. More and more kindness is what I got back.
Aww.
So, I don't know if she realized that she's sowing seeds.
Yeah.
And hey, if you're kind to others, it does eventually come back to you.
Kindness reaps kindness.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know that it's hard, but maybe you're in a similar work situation or something. But maybe just try being really kind to others and see what happens.
You catch more flies with honey.
That's right.
As my grandma always said.
Exactly.
But it really isn't natural, is it?
No.
We naturally want to bite back.
Right.
And so it's an intentional thing. It's you've got to set your mind ahead of time.
Exactly.
How you're going to respond and how you're going to react.
Yeah. So try that today. See what happens. Or if you've tried something like that, let us know what happened. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Today, we're bringing you hope and healing for struggling marriages as well as relationships. The name of the book is A Story of Broken Beginnings to Radically Transformed Marriage. We've got Tim and Kathy Bush with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Early on, you guys quickly found out loving each other wasn't enough. There's a whole lot more that's involved. Well, tell us a little bit about you and your family.
We met in 1981, and 5 months and 5 days after our first date, we got married. And then about 7 months, we had our first child, and we had three children before Kath turned 21. And we got married when she was 18. So that was a very rushed thing and kind of how we did life. We did life that like that for a long time. We went to church many, many years. I would call it 1.3 times a month. Meaning 12 times a year plus Christmas and Easter, but I would have told you we were churchgoers,
and that we were Christians
yeah. Because going to church meant you were Christian to me back then. But we found out at about close to the 3-decade mark of our marriage that we were never going to figure it out on our own. We needed to seek a deeper place to figure it out.
I have caught myself saying, like, we wasted a lot of time, did a lot of things wrong, and we hurt each other a lot. And I was looking to Tim and thinking that he was gonna make me happy. And so, I mean, looking back, I know that you can't do that with anybody. Like, you can't rely on anyone to make you happy. That's gotta come from Christ. But I had no idea. I had no idea that that's what needed to happen. And it took a lot of years to figure that out. You just can't put that responsibility on another person. It doesn't work that way.
Family Life Radio, it's Kankel, Fritz, and friends. Time for that good news of the day.
It's good news, ain't it good for your soul? Some good news, oh.
Hey, if you've got good news, we'd love to hear your story. Our number is 888-888-9976. Ricardo is with us. Tell us what's going on.
4 years ago, my father-in-law died, and we could never afford a stone. We've tried hitting up the kids, hitting up the family, and nobody really chipped in any money.
Mm.
About 3 weeks ago, my wife received a random phone call. Afterwards, she checked her messages, and the guy who was making the stone decided to donate it to us.
Wow. And what kind of a value, how much do you think he donated? I don't know what they cost now.
It was about a $2,000 stone.
Wow.
And we just recently went to the cemetery and to look at it, and it is beautiful. The fact that a random person just said, you know what? It was literally a blessing for us.
How wonderful, man. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Are you in faith for something? Are you walking in faith? Are you close to that? Are you in hope? I'm hoping it's going to work out. You know, it reminds me, a lot of this stuff is, I saw a quote by John Wayne.
Uh-huh.
That being brave is being afraid. You're scared to death, but you're saddling up anyway.
Mm. Wow.
I kind of like that. But Misty, you found something that kind of helps us all understand, are we in faith or not?
Yeah, a parallel to being on a roller coaster. A good way to tell when you're walking by faith. When you're on a roller coaster, you're strapped in.
Right.
You're going up the hill.
Up towards the top.
You reach the top, and there is that split second you think, there is no going back. I am in this thing.
Right.
And it's that you know you're walking by faith when you're in too deep. You are strapped in. You're up the hill. You're at the top, and you say, there is no going back. God, I'm with you. It's you and me. We are doing this. We're going down this hill together.
What a great illustration. I think the key here is this. We have to strap ourselves in.
Mm-hmm.
Because can we all admit how many times have you personally been to the top of that hill? Hey, you do have the opportunity, unlike a roller coaster, to get off.
Yes.
But the roller coaster's got you strapped in because those nice people wanted to make you safe there.
Yeah.
But can we all admit, I'm going to raise my hand, I've gotten off the ride of life when I shouldn't have.
Yep.
Instead, well, that's great. But if you can visualize yourself strapped in, here we are. Mm-hmm. I can't get out of this. I'm going forward.
And sometimes your heart lurches down into your stomach or up into your throat. There's that, you know, oh my goodness, what do I do? But you know that God's got you. That's the difference.
Exactly. That's good.
That's the faith walk, right?
Yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, if you want to chime in, we'd love to hear from you. 888-888-9976. I don't know if you've noticed, but people are kind of grumpy right now. You know, it's like recently I was at a doctor's office and talking to the nurse, and when we got done, she was so thankful for some reason that I was nice to her. She was like, literally told me she was considering changing careers. That's not good.
No.
Yeah.
Be nice to those who are helping you. I had to go to a doctor's appointment recently, and when I walked to the door and checked in, she said, oh no, did nobody call and tell you that your doctor called in sick today? We have to reschedule you. And I looked at my phone, and sure enough, there was a message, but my phone had been on do not disturb, and so I didn't receive it. And I said, oh, yeah, you did. I just, my phone was on silent, and so I didn't get it. Not a big deal. Yeah, let's reschedule. She said, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. I cannot believe that you had to come all the way in only to find out your appointment was canceled. And I said, I mean, it's not a big deal. You tried to alert me. It's my fault. I didn't check the phone.
Right.
I didn't see the message. No, no, no. I'm so sorry that you didn't get the message. And I said, really, it's not, we can reschedule. It's not a big deal. And we went back and forth like that for about 5 times, and you could tell she was just expecting me to completely unleash on her. And we rescheduled. Everything was fine, and she just kept apologizing and apologizing. And on my way out the door after we had rescheduled, I was perfectly cordial, and she said, again, I am so sorry you were inconvenienced. I said, really, it's not a problem. And it just kind of let me know what she is dealing with, because the reaction she was expecting is probably the reaction she's typically getting. And I thought, man,
that's not good.
We gotta be nice.
Right. Exactly. Especially as a follower of Christ.
Yeah.
You know?
And somebody who's helping you at that. Why are we being cruel to people who are, I mean, the healthcare profession has been through it the last couple
that's
of
true.
Years. They have shown up for us.
Absolutely.
You know, I recently was in a similar experience with my doctor face-to-face during my exam. And at the end, she said, thank you for being so kind. And I, again, like you, I was
kind of shocked.
Like, well, wouldn't I be? And then she kind of opened up and said, well, I'm working 75 hours a week seeing this many patients. And I just can't make all the time needs even meet up. And I just want you to know how I appreciate your patience. And I was, same thing. I was shocked. I was like, well, aren't all patients patient?
Apparently not.
Oh, patient.
Man. Yeah, so I was like, oh, bless your heart, you know, and she's a believer, so we actually ended praying for
each good.
Other. Oh, good.
Wow. Yeah, I had no idea the pressure she was under.
Well, hey, if you have you noticed the same thing? If you got a take on this, love to hear from you. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326.
When you go into Starbucks and you see people working, do you know what they're working on? Because now I do.
Oh.
I love to write. When I'm working on projects, when I'm working on something, I go to Starbucks and write a lot. There's something about the atmosphere of it that kind of gets me out of a rut. You know, just the ambiance of everything. And I would take my laptop and I would go. And this weekend I thought, you know what? I want to go write in Starbucks. And so my husband was giving me a little bit of grief. He goes, oh, getting our MacBook and going to write our novel in Starbucks, are we? And I was like, what are you talking about? And he goes, isn't that what people do in Starbucks? We take our MacBook and we go write our novels. And I was like, you're being silly. He goes, no, seriously. He said, take a look around when you get there and see if everybody there is not doing exactly what you're doing. I don't think you can write a novel if you're not in a Starbucks. And I think it's probably required that you're on a MacBook.
So you went to Starbucks.
I went to Starbucks.
And you saw what?
Got out my MacBook, sat down, and I looked around. And first thing I noticed is there are about four other tables. And I was kind of looking, you know, you can see the formatting of what people are working from a distance. And I was like, actually, I do believe everybody is working on some sort of manuscript.
They're all writing.
And we were all on our MacBooks.
So they're all on Apple products.
We're all on Apple products. And so I think my husband is right. I think we were all on our MacBooks working on our novels.
I think I've only really worked in Starbucks a few times for work. Mm-hmm. I haven't really paid attention.
You should look around.
Everyone is writing.
We're writing, yes.
Interesting.
We're getting that bestseller. We're cranking it out while we drink the coffee, man.
That's hilarious. So, did it unlock creativity for you?
It did. I got a lot done, yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
What is the environment? Why? How does that help you? I don't understand.
I don't really know. It's something about just, I have like the noise-canceling headphones on, so it's not the noise, but something about the movement out of the corner of my eye.
Peripheral
and I can get
things,
up. Yeah,
activity.
I can get up and get coffee if I want it.
Maybe it's the pressure of knowing and everybody else is working on their novel. You better get yours done first.
The accountability of being
yes,
seen.
Exactly.
I'm writing my novel. Look at me. I'm writing my novel.
It's time for that Joy Report on Family Life Radio.
I got joy down in my heart today.
Caroline's with us. What's going on?
5 years ago, me and my husband were trying to have a baby, and we were told I had cancer.
Oh, my.
Wow.
They were talking about doing treatments for, like, ovaries and everything is where my cancer was, supposedly. Within 2 months, I went back, and they said I was pregnant, and there was no cancer.
Well, praise God.
That's what we call a miracle.
Exactly. And then on top of it, they said the baby wasn't viable, and so me and my husband decided, you know, every life is precious. We believe in that.
Right.
And we waited for 2 months, and there was our little baby.
Wow.
Yeah. And then through it all, my husband became saved.
What?
Yeah.
You know,
it's been a crazy journey.
You're adding layers onto this that are pretty remarkable, but you're saying it's like it's no big deal. Oh, and then my husband got saved.
No, it is. Like, we still look at our kids and we're just like so amazed at how good God was to us. And we tell people all the time, like, don't give up because, you know, God knows your heart and he's going to bless you no matter what if you believe in it and stand in faith.
You know, the whole cancer thing is, the more I think about it, it's like, you literally have something that causes death that turned into life.
Mm-hmm.
It's just awesome.
Yeah, so I always tell people that are struggling that story. I try to give hope to people that are struggling so hard.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we are rejoicing with you. Thanks for sharing your joy. Love it.
My pleasure.
Has it always been this way? Is it texting? Is it not having normal conversation? It's causing you to say awkward stuff? It's Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Misty, you were just talking about this.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I went to the doctor the other day, and where they're going over your medication, she said, so we prescribed you some ibuprofen. Are you still taking that? And I said, I am. I mean, not for, like, what you gave it for. It's a different doctor. I'm not taking it, like, three times a day like I was. I'm just taking it once, unless it's, you know, I need it twice. And I just could not hush, and she's looking at me like, can I just get a yes or no? And I'm like, what is wrong with me right now? Why am I over-explaining this? She does not care. She wanted one simple word, and I couldn't give it to her.
You know, that does happen sometimes, and I don't know why we do that. I don't get it.
It happened to me recently where my iPhone went off because I had it attached to my bike and it thought I fell. So it called 911 for me.
Oh, yes.
And the lady
says, I heard that happens, especially with Apple Watch. Yeah, okay.
And so the 911 operator is suddenly there on my phone and I'm recovering from this supposed fall that I didn't have. And she says, ma'am, do you need an ambulance? And I said, well, no, I think I'm okay. It's just that the phone was attached to my bike and I couldn't get it off. And then she says, ma'am, do you need an ambulance? Yes or no?
Oh, my phone dialed 911 once. And in trying to explain that, no, I didn't need help, I literally went into how I was looking for a specific product and where it wasn't where it was supposed to be. And she said, so do you need an ambulance? Because you can't find the CLR? I don't understand what you're saying.
Oh, that is so funny.
So funny. Do you know, I couldn't stop myself.
If you have an issue with this, we got to hear your story.
Why can't we just hush?
I don't know. Or are we the only ones? Please tell me no.
Why can't we answer a straight question? 888-99-76. You can text us at 58326. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.